Could you clarify, if Max voted in favour, and I assume a number of board members and executives with Bill's got almost 3 million very many shares, Cranston's got 5.5 million shares. So I think it's probably fair to say that this has only got through on the strength of the board of management votes, and that it must be close to 70 or 80%. There is a potential shareholder that actually voted against this. Did you did you attempt to talk to institutions about talking through the scheme once you saw the scale of the project coming?
Well, this only came in very, very late. In fact, I think it came in on Saturday morning. So when I was preparing for this meeting, the Friday night proxies, the total unanimous, I think, and that was to do with the institution. It was to do with that first issue that I think that the institutions have had a report, which has sort of been critical, obviously, of the non-disclosure, in their view.
So I guess it's only the ASX 300, so you've crept into the 300 this year. This is your first time you've been in the ballpark of ISS, and that's all.
Yeah, it is. It's, so we had I had no prior warning as a chairman of the meeting, but actually, yeah.
So we got the report issued and found out subsequently what had happened. We spoke to ISS, explained why. The biggest issue they had was some of the performance targets being at the EBIT level rather than EPS, when they realised that you can only do EBIT at a business unit level. That makes sense. Some of the vesting conditions on takeover, they didn't like that they were fully vested. We explained that, well, this person has paid for the options. It's not like free options or free shares, that they expect sort of vesting to be in accordance with where you are at the target. And ISS actually sent out a memo to the institutions saying that they had spoken to the company, would have changed their report, but it was too late to change the report at that point in time.
Thanks, Matthew. So, again, that's... But it is part of this communication.